Ugh, that was the worst conference I've ever been to in all my working years. Half the speakers sounded like they didn't even know how to form a proper sentence, like children. And they always talked about the same freaking subject. Economics this, make more money that. They didn't even consider employee performance and morale. And the food they had for afterwards. Don't get me started on that. Of course I'm mad. What a waste of my time that was. This company is gonna go downhill after all that, I swear. No, don't apologize. It wasn't even your fault to begin with. Don't fret about it. I just need something to calm me down, okay? Sorry if I'm taking up your side of the bed. I just need to relax a little bit. I know, right? Booking us both to the same hotel room with only one bed? As if it couldn't be any worse. They didn't even bother to check the booking mistake either. Talk about poor customer service. Well, if there's one upside to it, at least I get to share it with you. Why? Well, you might not have worked with the company for as long as I have, but you were really competent at what you do. No, it's not flattery. It's a fact. I'm really glad I hired you. No worries. Okay. Let me shuffle over a bit so you can sit on your side of the bed. I am bored. How about we watch something? Nah. Nope. Well, ain't that something? There's nothing good to watch on television. I guess it does get worse. And it's a shame they don't have streaming services, so Netflix and chill is off the cards. What? You thought you wanted to do that? Netflix and chill. Relax. I was only joking. I mean, that would never happen between us. A boss and employee, right? Unless you actually want to. Ooh, the thought of doing the forbidden and unthinkable. You should have seen the look on your face when I mentioned Netflix and chill. Priceless. I'm feeling much better now. You know, there's something about you that really brightens my mood. But there's too many things to speak of. I can't put my finger on it. All I will say is that you've definitely proven yourself to be a fantastic worker. You stay consistent, you're committed to work ethics, you always get the job done. It might not be of gold standard of quality work performance. It figures you've only been working for us for a little more than a year, but you have real potential to make it. And I really admire that. Your coworkers do too, but that's not what really brightens my day. You bring such positivity into the work environment. Everybody always seems to look up to you to take us further. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't notice my hand grabbing your thigh. I was getting lost in the moment. Come to think of it, you're actually easy on the eyes. Has anyone ever told you that? Oh, don't be nervous. You should take pride in that, you know. Besides, I find you very, very attractive. Not only do you have an attractive body, But you also have a very, very attractive personality. And it's been a long while since I've had fun with a man. I'd love to have some fun with you. Something forbidden. Something scandalous. Oh, what? Do you want me to stop? Wait, where are you going? Just to get changed in the bathroom? Very well, I'll think while you're in there. I'll change into something more comfortable. Okay, I'll stop with the flirting and all that. You just get changed and we can get ready for bed. Ta-da! What? You've never seen a naked woman before? You haven't? When I said I would change into something more comfortable, being naked is as comfortable as I can get. Got a problem with that? Wait, why are you looking at me like that? Is something wrong? You don't want this? Aren't you gonna? Whoa! I'm so glad you're seeing things my way. Yes, I'm loving every second of this. The lust for me in your eyes, your tight grip on me as you wrap me in your arms, the feeling of my tits pressing into your chest. And there's something else, something very important. Your cock. I can feel it pushing its way out of your boxers and it's twitching for my pussy. Oh, baby, why don't I tend to your cock? I want to give it an elegant, unworldly pleasure. Don't worry, you'll get yours. I just got to have a taste of you before the main course. Now, let's get your cock free. Oh my, it's big. Just the right size, actually. Let me slide it into my mouth. Cock tastes delicious. Shall I go faster? Feels so good in my mouth, too. Does it feel good for you, too? Come so hard. I want to smother my face with your cum so badly. I can feel it, and it's ready to explode. Come on, baby, come for me. I want it now. Give it to me. Thanks for your cum. It's all over my face. Ooh, and a little bit is on my chest. Not my intention, but a welcome plus. I think this calls for a shower. Wanna join me? Well, you do smell, but then again, I do as well. Okay. Let's head in and we can wash ourselves off. Perhaps we can do each other's backs. The water feels so nice. I could stay in here forever. I'll get in first. Oh, baby, it's so perfect. Come on in, come on in. It's just the right temperature. Now, think you can do my back? Thank you. You're so good with your hands. I should get you to massage me after we're out. I was just kidding. Although, you can if you want. You're done? Well, you did a great job. No one has washed my back the way you do. Now, I should return the favor. Turn around so I can do yours. Yep, just like that. And gotcha! You're mine now, and I'm gonna have even more fun with you. You came so good. I just had to get more out of you. So, I'm gonna reach around and get your cock in my hands. Don't my soft hands feel amazing as they rub up and down your cock? Don't lie to me. I know you love it. Your cock does too. You did such a good job today. When you did your presentation at the conference, you spoke like a true hardworking employee. Seeing your professionalism at play is actually a really huge turn on for me. There's something I rarely get to share, you know. I love a man who is professional. And when I find one, I just have to have the ultimate fun and pleasure with him. You know, I'll tell you a little secret. When I heard you do your presentation, it made my pussy soaking wet. I had to wear 3 pairs of panties just to stay calm and collected. Otherwise, I would have gone insane with lust. And I was surprised with how you reacted when I showed you my naked body. I thought you were going to get angry with me, tell me off, or just get really rough. Admittedly, you were when you wrapped your arms around me, but I won't hold that against you. You were just getting a feel of my body, right? Because I was getting a feel of yours as well. Call it weird for how I played out, but I loved every second of that moment. You're such a good man, not a good boy, not my good boy, but my good man. So, how do my breasts feel up against your back, I bet the sensation of my hard nipples pressing against you is tantalizing. And how about all these kisses on your neck? I can hear how much they make you quiver for me. The anticipation must be killing you, especially since you've had a load that just wants to burst out from your cock after all the tugging I've been giving it. Go for it. Let it burst. Let it release pleasure from you in a shockwave. Don't worry where it lands. Just do it. Come. Come for me. Oh, yeah. I can feel it coming, baby. Come for me. Come. I want your come now. Give it to me. Come. Yes, yes, let it all out, baby. Oh, there's so much. Oh, I'd like to swallow it all. You came so much, it could fill a bathtub for me to bathe in it. Now then, I think we're all clean. You know, I'm glad we got time to spend like this. I guess this business trip wasn't so bad after all. Can you promise not to tell anyone about this? I imagine the consequences are gonna be brutal for us both. I mean, this does violate the company's policies on workplace relationships. Besides, if you keep it a secret, I will too. And after our shifts, we can have that Netflix and chill all the time. I'm serious this time. Alright, let's dry off and get to bed. We could change into our pajamas. Or we could stay naked like this, and we could spoon cuddle together in bed. Sounds like a great idea, huh? Come on, I can't wait to wrap myself around your body like a snake.